Bonjour, ici Audrey Bourget avec un nouvel épisode d'Atable Kitchen Conversations. On rencontre la chef sicilienne Lorena Corso. Elle nous parle de l'un de ses plats favoris originaires de l'île italienne, le panelle. Aujourd'hui, la chef Lorena Corso mange et cuisine de tout, de la pieuvre aux intestins d'agneau. Mais lorsqu'elle était enfant en Sicile, c'était une toute autre affaire. Son palais était beaucoup plus limité. L'un des plats qu'elle mangeait alors avec enthousiasme et qu'elle aime toujours autant est un classique de la Sicile, le panelle, une galette à la farine de pois chiche.
The panelle has been around for over 1,000 years in Sicily. Initially, it was cooked just in a pot and then baked in ovens, in those like high standing vertical ovens with like lava stones inside. And it wasn't very pleasant to eat. Like, people always describe this dish that it was to satisfy poor people and like big groups of people, they would often cook this chickpea dish. And it wasn't very pleasant because, again, like, it's just a bit heavy and, you know, it's not quite flat. And then they started frying it probably around between the 11th and 12th century. They come up with like frying this dish, so cutting it up in pieces and then frying in oil. So after they started frying it, it became a lot more popular because it tastes so much better. And I guess that never changed. And then that it's been the same since. So if you think about it, it's been at least from the 12th century that we've been frying panelle the exact same way.
Ces galettes de pois chiches sont frites et servies avec un filet de jus de citron.
We always add lemon juice to it and black pepper. The acidity will cut through the oiliness of the panella and it makes it so tasty.
En Sicile, on les sert à la maison et au restaurant, mais le plus souvent, on les achète dans les délis ou des cartes spécialisées qui servent souvent le panelle en sandwich.
It's basically just a little cut with a frying pan and a chopping board where, you know, whoever the chef will just cut it and fry it in front of you. Some cuts can be a little bit bigger and they have kind of like heat lights where they keep the panelle underneath, keep them warm because like during lunchtime, they get pretty busy, so they just have a few already fried. But normally, they're just being fried in front of you. Like, it's always something fresh that gets done there and then. And it only takes a couple of minutes. Yeah, so they're always nice and hot. And as soon as you put them in a bread roll, the bread will kind of absorb the oil and the heat, so you can eat it straight away.
Vous pouvez aussi ramener des panelle crus et les faire frire à la maison.
So in my family, I would go to the deli and get a panino with panelle, or just get a few panelle on a plate, you know, just eat them on its own. Or what you can do, what a lot of people do is they go and buy the panelle in the raw form, and then you can just fry them at home whenever you want to fry them. It's almost like a fun, lazy dinner. If you get a panelle uncooked and then you just, you know, you'll have that for dinner and dinner is sorted. You don't need to think about it too much, you know, just fry the panelle and that's it.
Depuis qu'elle est devenue chef, Lorena Corso garde toujours le panelle sur ses menus.
Every time I had a head chef role or I guess I was working in a kitchen where I could put my own dishes on, I would always make panelle and have it as a snack on the menu. Generally, it's a popular thing that people eat. As soon as you explain it to people, they'll order it, you know, and it's always very cheap. Like, because it's cheap to make, and I always put it around $10, $12, $14, and you get like a good plate with maybe like 5 or 6 pieces of panelle. And I recently come up with a little whipped lemon ricotta just as a dip to have it with panelle. Because I think that goes really well together.
Elle sert actuellement ses panelle avec une trempette de ricotta fouettée au citron chez Signor Enzo dans le quartier Brunswick de Melbourne.
The reason why I do the whipped lemon ricotta is because And some people, when it's the new oil season, that same bread, that really light bread, a lot of people just go to the bakery, order the bread, and they'll have it with fresh ricotta. And then some people will add panelle as well. So you have the fresh ricotta, the panelle, and the nice fluffy warm bread. So then I thought, okay, I can get ricotta here, and I'm gonna mix it with lemon and sort of have it as dip to go with panelle. So it's more like a sharing dish. So I'm not, making the dish into a fine dining crazy dish with like gelatins or foam or anything like that. I think it's still pretty simple, but like you can get the gist of why people would pair it with ricotta and why people pair it with lemon.
Ses clients en raffolent et commandent souvent une deuxième portion.
It doesn't look fancy or anything. It's very simple, but it is very good. And like people do order it more than once. Most people would say, I want to try and then order it again because it is very Moorish, like to actually eat that. And again, it's still pretty cheap. And it's very filling because it's chickpea. It is very filling too. So if you just want to have a few snacks without having a full-on dinner, we always suggest to go for the chickpea fritters. And yeah, people love it. Yeah, it's definitely that dish that will never leave the menu. It will always be on the menu.
La recette de panelle de Lorena Corso est simple et peut être produite à la maison.
You just mix the chickpea flour with you sift it in cold water with salt, pepper, and then you just mix it, and then you cook it until it's like very thick and creamy, and then you let it set. You can either let it set flat, like with a paddle, you can just let it set flat on a bench to cool down, and then you cut it and fry it. Or you can, what I do is I let it set in a gastro tray. And then I cut it afterwards when it's cold and fry it because I like to get like the same shape, same size, panelle. I like to add fennel seeds to the mix as well as parsley because I just love the taste of fennel seeds. And also because some people use a bread that is very light and floury with fennel seeds in it. And they use that bread to eat the panelle with. So, because I can't get that bread, then I thought I can put the fennel seeds in the panelle instead and get that flavor.
Vous pouvez goûter au panelé de Lorena Corso chez Signor Enzo à Melbourne, ou si vous voulez la recette de la chef, rendez-vous au sbs.com.au/french.